What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Every time Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan opens his mouth, it is front page news. Recently, he was on the front pages again, warning that federal budget deficits are unsustainable. He urged Congress to scrutinize both spending and taxes to solve the problem. He said deficits will soon be going even higher because of entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare. Well, on this income tax day, I have a great idea for how to solve the problem of the budget deficit. Just collect the taxes that are owed by the people who work in the underground economy and don't pay any taxes. A recent article in Barron's Financial Journal reported that if Internal Revenue Service could collect all the taxes it says it is owed from the underground economy in a given year, then the current budget deficit would disappear overnight. And if the IRS could collect these taxes every year, then the nation would have surpluses as far as the eye could see. Wow! That means the IRS is failing to collect $400 billion every year. That means you and I are forced to pay higher taxes because an awful lot of people aren't paying any taxes at all. Illegal aliens are a major part of the underground economy. They don't account for all the unpaid taxes, but according to the Barron's report, the illegal alien part of the underground economy is growing at a markedly faster rate than the legitimate economy. The Los Angeles Times reported that there are 1 million illegal aliens in the greater Los Angeles area, and most of them are in the underground economy. It is very unfair of our government to allow this situation to continue. It's unfair to you and me who pay our taxes. It's unfair to honest businessmen who cannot compete with firms that hire illegal aliens. When is our government going to close our borders to illegal aliens and collect taxes from employers who hire them?
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, coincidences always happen for a reason, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the top show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Beth has the Chronicle at the printers for the June edition, and believe it or not, Beth, I have the July edition almost ready, at least my part of it. And I'm going to have one article in there. It's entitled Mandatory Medication. And we usually say I don't like to discuss things on the air that are right up in the Chronicle, because it's usually things that we don't have time to discuss on the air. But this is important, and there's a good chance that if you have children in school, you're going to get a letter. I say there's a good chance. I can't prove this. I don't know. But that you're going to get a letter from your school district. And that letter is going to tell you all about this new program that we have. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. George W. Bush established it in April of 2002. Now, notice I say George W. Bush established it. Congress didn't vote on it. You didn't have an opportunity to vote on it. The president established it. Now, this is a new commission that is entitled New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. And it's going to improve our mental health programs in our schools. And children are going to be screened emotionally for behavioral disorders. Because it's for the children, you know. We want them all to succeed. They need to all graduate from high school. And so it goes. Now, let me give you a little, before we talk about what's in this bill, let me give you a little background on, I say in this bill. It's not a bill. It's this commission. But this commission has come up with a plan. And before I tell you what is in this plan, let me tell you who gave the finances to come up with this plan. Now, the plan is the Texas plan, and it was commissioned down in Texas when George W. Bush was governor of Texas before he became president of the United States. And it was adopted by the Mental Health Commission of Texas. Okay. It's called, in Texas, the Texas Medication Algorithm. All right? It's a project there. Let me tell you who funded it. Janssen Pharmaceutica, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, Norvitus, Smith Kline, Abbott, Bristol Myers, Squibb. You recognize any of those names? They're pharmaceutical companies. They backed this plan for Texas. And after the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health was established, by the president. They studied a lot of mental health systems across the nation and just happened to think that the one in Texas was the best. Okay, now, moving along here, I have an article by Nancy Levant, and she's writing in the Sierra Times. And she says, in the coming school year, parents will receive written notice of new policies. Many schools will ask you to sign permission slips, allowing school counselors to have conversations with your children. Your local schools are now involved in vision and dental screenings, learning disability, and speech impediment. But watch for the small print, which states that your child will also be evaluated for emotional wellness. She says, watch for wording like happiness indicators or family participation. Now, I'm going back to this mental health commission again. It's the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. States that your children will also be evaluated for this emotional wellness. Our president has mandated that every American child, age 3 through 18, is federally ordered to be evaluated for mental health and to receive enforced treatment. President Bush's New Freedom Initiative and New Freedom Commission on Mental Health says so. Now, there are 52 million students in our public schools. Now, this is another story, but also in the July edition, I have a story on keep them out of school, keep them out of the public schools, and we don't have as many kids in public schools as we did have. There, many public schools have had to close, at least consolidate with other schools, because so many people are taking their children out of public schools and putting them in private schools or else homeschooling them. That's another story. Let's go back to if your kid is in a public school. And I don't know how much authority this commission has, this New Freedom Commission on Mental Health has, but maybe if those kids are in private schools, they're going to have to be examined. I don't know. Anyway, there's supposedly 52 million kids working or in schools at the present time in public schools, 6 million adults that work in schools, and they think that at least 6 million of those 52 million will be mandated to receive treatment. Again, you have no choice. If your kid is in a public school and the expert says they need treatment, you're going to treat them. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. And our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325.
And we have returned. I'm talking with you today about this new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which is not something that Congress put together. It was never voted on. President George W. Bush just established it. Let me go back and tell you a little bit about Bush and Lilly. Apparently, Eli Lilly manufactures many of these drugs that are recommended in this new Freedom Plan. George Herbert Walker Bush, that's Daddy Bush, was once a member of Lilly's board of directors. Our current President Bush appointed Lilly's chief executive officer, Sidney Carrell, as a member of the Homeland Security Council. Whatever it's worth, you can see a connection here. Besides that, Lilly made political contributions in the year 2000 of $1.6 million. 82% of that went to Bush and the Republican Party, if that has anything to do, but that's probably just a coincidence. Coincidences do happen, you know. Anyhow, in steps Sally, S-A-T-E-L, we were discussing, is that Satel, is that Satel? I didn't call her to find out. But Mr. Bush, President Bush, nominated her. She is a psychiatrist, as White House envoy to the Centers for Mental Health. Now, she has written a book called PCMD, that's Politically Correct Medical Doctors. She blames affirmative action and political correctness, not forced treatment, for what ails the nation's mental health system. And let me give you a couple of quotes. Now, remember that she's a big figure in this mandatory medication and the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health. She writes, "Being required to take medication is hardly a violation of civil rights of a person who is too ill to exercise free will in the first place." She also says coercive treatment is essential, and there's an overemphasis on patient rights. People need to be protected from themselves, and often coercion is essential. Now realize, these are the people that are going to be checking out your children, screening them for eye tests, for other problems that a kid would have in school, along with emotional and behavioral disorders. I'm going back now to what Nancy Levant says. She's talking here about this. I hear music in the background. I'm not going to have time. When we come back, these kids, if they are found to have a problem, happiness indicators aren't quite up to their emotional wellness, then they can be forced to be treated. And the parents are not going to have much to say about it. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Let's go to the telephones. I have a call from Europe. Is that right, Malda? Hello, Malda. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're in Europe, right? Where are you?
I will tell you about this teacher who talked to hospitals and get people in something kind of that. That's been gone here since, I think, the mid-60s, maybe. But no one talks about it. I mean, it's been made law, but I never seen that in the newspaper or anything.
Really? So you have this, what we're talking about here today?
I don't know if it still exists, but I talked to some, they say it still exists. I don't know. I heard some cases about, but people are not talking about it like in America.
Well, they're not talking about it here in America either. I mean, you're not seeing it on the national news media at all. It's programs like mine where you, where are you, Malda?
I'm in Copenhagen.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know what how often it is here, but I don't know.
But you
I don't know.
But you do have it in Europe as we speak, right?
I think that it's been here the last 40 years or 35, I think, or something like that. Since the late 1960s or early 70s.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Malden.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Tell your friends in Europe to tune in.
Yeah.
Let me go back to this New Freedom Commission now on this enforced treatment. That means that parents have no right to refuse the treatment. So if your kids come home and they have been screened and we find out that they have an emotional or a behavioral disorder, then, they're going to get treated. And they're going to get treated with drugs from these pharmaceutical companies, okay? So it's something to be thinking about. The article that I was reading from here a moment ago, Nancy Levant's article, and I have a pretty good file of this. So I mean, this isn't the only person that's saying this. But if you refuse to allow your children to be, she calls it, abused by our educational system, the stage is being set for you to lose physical custody of your children. In other words, if you don't go along with this, then you know what's going to happen. The social services are going to come in and take your kids away from you. Now, this is all part of mandatory medication. It's part of the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health. And there is a good chance that you're going to get a letter from your school district in the very near future now asking you to, telling you that you're going to have your children screened. It's going to involve vision and dental screening. You want to make sure their eyes are perfect, that they have good teeth. And then in there, it's going to be about learning disabilities, speech impediment, happiness indicators, family participation, emotional wellness. They might not use those terms, but if that letter comes, look it over. Anyhow, so much for the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, and we have an article on that coming out in the July edition of the Chronicle. Now, the Patriot Act is up for, well, they've been trying to revise this Patriot Act for some time. Several of the portions of that Patriot Act are going to expire right away, and Bush does not want to see it expire. And as I have an article here by Chuck Baldwin, he's saying the Patriot Act is helping to dismantle fundamental liberties protected by the U.S. Constitution. Under the Patriot Act, American citizens may be arrested or even held without being arrested and incarcerated without being charged with a crime or even without a judge's order. The government does not have to tell the press who has been arrested or where they are being detained. The Patriot Act authorizes federal police to perform searches and seizures of private property without a warrant. It authorizes federal wiretaps without judicial oversight. It allows the feds to monitor our internet usage, intercept emails and internet communications, all without judicial oversight. The definitions contained in the Patriot Act of what constitutes terrorism is very loosely constructed. According to Congressman Ron Paul, he says the bill as written defines terrorism as an act intended to influence a policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, harass individuals or organizations with unpopular political views could be considered a terrorist. It now appears that our federal government has determined that we are guilty until proven innocent, he says. Baldwin goes on to say, the war on terrorism is everlasting. It never ends. Those who suggest that there'll be a cessation, that the war will end on terror, are living in a dream world. Once having established the federal machinery to fight this broad and undefined war, there is no turning back. There can never be a declaration of victory or a let-up of intensity. The machinery can only become larger and larger. Then Bush keeps telling us, yes, but this is for the terrorist. We're not going to misuse this. We don't know how long Bush is going to be in office, but we do know that the administrations change regularly, right? Now, ask Hillary how she is going to use the Patriot Bill when she becomes president and has her own Department of Justice. Think about it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Is gold really? Gold is the money that exists only in its tangible form. It's real, worldwide money. Gold is the only money that no bank promotes and no bank destroys. It's been around a billion years before the U.S. dollar was invented and probably will be here a billion years afterwards. Isn't it time to rediscover gold with Swiss America? Face it, gold has it all. Safety, privacy, and profit potential. Just like my trusty friends at Swiss America and I have said, please make today the day that you do it. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN for your special economic solutions package, which includes their Economic Solutions magazine, a companion CD, and CNN DVD, a $30 value, all free to my listeners now if you'll just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org or dial 605-993-6201.
Lou Havrella with Steel Span Buildings telling everybody in the listening audience, if you need a building for hay, machinery, or just general storage, I can provide the best building for your money, plain and simple. Here's Don from Missouri.
I just wanted to let you know that I purchased one of them buildings from Lou, and I'm really pleased with it. Lou was a lot of help, too, I'll tell you that. Anytime I had any questions to call him, he was there with answers.
I'm providing my Derry Brownfield listeners a fantastic opportunity, a 45 by 71 for $9,700, unbeatable for bird-free hay and machinery storage. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Or visit my detailed website at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, patience will come to those who wait for it. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones. Dawn in Maine. Hi, Dawn. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Just listening to yourself about the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health and just really sad to hear all that. But what I want to know is where actually you were reading from, because what I'd like to do is get this information printed out and bring it out to the principals and guidance counselors at the schools here.
I imagine the principals know about it, but just go to New Freedom Commission. You're on the Internet?
Yeah, I was just looking now, and I couldn't find anything relative to the schools, just how it applies to everybody in general, like kids, adults, et cetera.
Okay. Go to the Sierra Times.
Okay.
And check Nancy Levant's article, L-E-V-A-N-T's article.
Okay.
And she'll have some information, and it goes on and on and on from there. I mean, there's dozens of articles on this thing, because the people in the business know what they're doing. I mean, I'm talking about the people that are going to be promoting this thing. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a lot of money behind them, and it's really scary.
Does that article also include the sponsors you were listing, all the drug companies?
That will be in the July issue of the Chronicle. I don't know. I got it someplace.
Mm.
But I don't know where that particular article came from, but call me back. Beth can give you some more information after the show.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, let's move along to Richard in Alabama. Hi, Richard. You're up next.
Hi. Recently, I had opportunities to talk to two lawyers, and I reminded them of the Dr. Charles Sell case, and they pretended to not ever heard of it. And I had to go through it, review the case, tell them about the Supreme Court ruling, and they wouldn't... And they wouldn't admit to ever having heard about it.
What? I haven't. What is it?
You haven't heard of Dr. Charles Sell?
I don't know.
He's a dentist, and he was a reservist, and he was called to Waco right after the Branch Davidian massacre. He was a forensic dentist.
Okay, all right. I'm with you now.
You remember him?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, he was a forensic dentist, and he was asked to examine the bodies that were in the school bus. The ones that died of fire, and he was supposed to confirm that they had committed mass suicide, but he said they had been shot execution style after they had burned to death. And that upset the system really bad, and now he's in prison and being drugged. And I believe it's in Springfield, Missouri.
Very possible. We have a federal pen there.
Yeah, they specialize in drugs.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Richard. Let's go to Ray. Is it Ray or Roy in Illinois? Roy. Hi, Roy. You're on the air.
Okay. I have a child here who the teachers wanted to put him on drugs from the first grade on. And his mother said no. She took him up to an allergist in Peoria and had him examined, and the allergist came up with, he don't need drugs. He's got an allergy to tomatoes, wheat, and corn, and a few other things. And this reacts the same way, so he rebels against his teacher after he has taken these substances. So I should warn people, do not automatically accept drugs. Have somebody check them over and make sure it is not drugs that's needed.
Okay, you see, we dish out Ritalin to these school kids like it's candy.
Yes, they want to give him Ritalin, too, and she said no. And she found out that we, in Illinois, if the teachers insist on it, that there is a higher authority that you can go to, which they will come up to the school district for free and sell the argument very quickly, and they are the final say-so.
Well, you see, that was before, probably, this new Freedom Commission on Mental Health came along.
Well, we still got this in Illinois that you can go and get this fellow to back you up.
Well, let's hope so. And we have the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They've done a lot of work on this, but it's an uphill battle. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is a-coming. And, Roy, thanks a million. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I want to change the topic a little bit. Do we have any more callers? We got a couple more callers concerning. Okay. So ever since they worked on my studio, my little TV screen in here doesn't work, so I have to read minds. Okay, who do I have here? Stacy from Arkansas. Let's go with Stacy first.
Darren?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Stacy from Arkansas. I just wanted to comment a little bit on the Patriot Act.
Yes.
I don't know that this has anything to do with it, but I drive a propane truck for a living, work for a propane company. And they said that I had to go to a safety meeting, an annual safety meeting that's required to go to every year. And they said that everybody that's got a hazardous materials endorsement now, starting, I believe, in the next time we get our license renewed, we've got to have our fingerprints.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. We've got to get fingerprinted. And I believe that's, I know it's all over Arkansas, but...
That would be a federal thing. I'll bet right. You it's the feds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And, see, that comes down from, what is it, FEMA, does it not?
Yes, sir, I believe that's right.
Right, so see, that's strictly feds.
Yeah. But anybody that has a hazardous materials endorsement on their CDL, they will have to be fingerprinted.
And see, that's for the majority of the truck drivers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about over-the-road drivers.
Right. And, see, I've just got a Class B. I don't drive a big 18-wheeler. I go from house to house.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So are you considered a local or?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'd be a local.
And you still have, are you a hazmat?
Yes, sir. You have to have hazardous materials to drive a propane truck.
Okay. All right. I see. So have you gone in for your renewal yet?
Not yet. My license expired in 08. And then when I go in 08, I'll have to go in and we have to go to Little Rock. All the way to Little Rock just to get our fingerprints. There's two places, one in Little Rock, and I can't recall the other one now, but the closest one to me, I believe, is in Little Rock.
Well, you'd think your local sheriff could do that if it must be done.
Well, check this. They said that even if you've been in the military, that does not count.
Really?
Every time you get your license renewed, you have to get fingerprinted every time.
You might change fingers in the meantime.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Stacy.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Ben in Iowa. Hi, Ben. You're up next.
Okay, yeah. Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah. Hey, we're talking about the drugs. I'm a pharmacist. I got the morning off, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you know, we see kids taking methylphenidate, Adderall, and all these other stimulants, but a lot of what we see is antidepressants, you know, because the kid's not happy or something like that. You know, recently they came out, we're required to give out a piece of paper that warns about the possibility of child and teenage suicide with antidepressants. Did you know that?
I didn't know you had to give out a paper, but
yeah.
We know that the suicide rate has gone up tremendously in this country with teenagers and young people since they started doing this.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it always gets done because we're awfully busy, you know. Let's see. We got insurance plans to deal with. We got a pseudoephedrine law here in Iowa, which is a piece of crap, but don't get me started on that. But anyway, yeah, if you want to read about it, just go to your local pharmacist and ask him for the antidepressant suicide warning. He's probably got a copy he'd be glad to give you. And you should read it, okay?
What does it say?
There's an increased risk of suicide, what to do if the child starts thinking about committing suicide. And I don't have it with me right now. I haven't actually sat down and read through the whole
thing.
How long
does it take to read? Is it more than a page? Or?
It's a small piece of paper on both sides. I mean, if you're a slow reader, 5 minutes would be plenty.
Right. Would you mind sending me a copy of it?
Well, you got a local pharmacist there? Just go and see him. Tell him you want to.
Oh, I don't know. Is this a federal thing or is it just in Iowa?
Yeah, it's federal. Sure. I'm pretty sure it's federal, yeah. Yeah, just go to any pharmacy. They'll give it to you.
What are you supposed to do if a kid is talking about committing suicide? How do you know if they're going to commit suicide?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they really want to do it, they'll probably be quieter about it, right?
You'd think so, but I don't know.
But, yeah, we have to give out a warning with that. And here they're wanting to mandate it, you know.
Right.
That just ain't right.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Ben.
Catch you later, Derry.
You betcha.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple-concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones. Mike in Arkansas. Hi, Mike. You're on the air. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I think you got this is Stephan in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Stephan in Austin, I'm glad to have you on board today. We have, as we say, we have a part-time new producer in the studio, and he punched the wrong button, but that's good. Mike in Arkansas, you just hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment. Okay, Stephan, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted a little message, and all the parents that are calling in are talking about their children having allergies and little problems and stuff like that is why they got to be put on medications is one thing. It's coming from the vaccinations. You know, you get your kid shots when they're born, and by the time they're about 5 years old, they've got like 10, 15, sometimes 20 shots, and you're going to have problems with all that poison coursing through their veins.
And, you know, they still leave the mercury in those vaccines.
Yeah, that's correct. They sure do. The hepatitis B shot, they said that it's not in there. And if you read the little piece of paper that comes with the information on it with the vaccine, it's in there. It's still there. Thimerosal. Trace amounts. It's still there.
And, you know, I grew up 60-some years ago. Mm-hmm. And we didn't take all those vaccinations. I had the mumps. What makes you itch and you have to stay in the dark room? It's rubella, but that's not what we called it. It was measles. I had the chicken pox, had the whole shooting match. We didn't take any kind of vaccines for that at all. And I don't ever remember kids in school that had any kind of allergies.
Yeah, it's one in four children have asthma. You know, autism's up 700%. It's really ridiculous what's going on. But you know, if parents just did enough research and read about these vaccinations, they'd really know what the real story is. I mean, there's a great DVD out by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that goes over all the diseases and all the vaccines. She's a doctor that's, you know, come out of the establishment that is basically talking about what's going on.
Same way with all these autistic children. It's pretty much a known fact that some of those vaccines have caused an increase of this.
Yeah, it's directly related to it. It's the proof is there. You know, the pharmaceutical cartel and your medical establishment aren't going to tell you that because they're trained in selling things. They want to treat and suppress symptoms. They're not in the business of a cure.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Stephen, we'll go to Mike in Arkansas after this message. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Okay, we don't have Mike with us. Let's go to Kathy then in Missouri. Hi, Kathy. You're up next.
Hello, Jerry.
What's on your mind today, Kathy?
Well, the part about the enforced treatment bothers me.
It bothers a lot of us.
Back in our history, we've been known to take the mentally ill and make the girls infertile and give lobotomies to them. And it was the mentally ill that were the first ones to go to the German death camps before the Jews.
You know, if you look at this, and I'm going back again to this New Freedom Commission on Mental Health that was established. See, nobody, I don't think the typical American citizen wanted this. They know it would never have flown as a bill through Congress, so Bush established it.
Does it say that the treatment is restricted to pills?
Restricted to pills, did you say?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then they can do any of what I just mentioned, can't
in
they?
In fact, I'm going back to Nancy Devant's article. She says, what treatment does our president's commission have in mind? The newest drugs in the pharmaceutical pipelines, of course. The commission recommends specific medications for specific conditions. One of the state-of-the-art treatments, and most expensive, is an implanted capsule. Implanted. The capsule delivers medication into a child's body without the child having to swallow a pill or the need for parental permission for dispensing.
Well, the young men that they consider sexually way too active, that would work for them.
You know, the whole thing is just as frightening as it can be. And the other day, I visited with a friend I haven't talked to for a long time. And we were doing business with his company. And we were just laughing and having fun. And he said, my wife was along. He said, I'm going to ask your wife because she won't lie to me. He said, do you believe all that stuff that you talk about on the air? You know, people won't believe this. This is the whole thing, Kathy. People do not believe it.
All they have to do is look at history.
People won't study. You know, we have said time and time and time again. I've made the comment. You know, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to become concerned and look it up. And just like I told the lady that called in earlier, just go to New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. I'm sure there's plenty there for you to study and understand. It'll all be there. People say, oh, you're a conspiracy nut. There's no conspiracy when it is written in black and white and it shows up in their works.
Well, I commend you for bringing it to our attention again, because like a lot of things, I wouldn't have known were there, including the wellhead that was passed in Missouri and then repealed.
Right. Were you in those counties that would be involved in that?
No, I was further out in Missouri.
Okay.
So my wellhead, the law passed and affected for just a few weeks. But I wouldn't even know about it.
No, and most Missourians don't know about it. And once again, when you try to explain it to them, they just shake their head. Back years and years ago, you got another caller in there? No, okay. Back years and years and years ago, they had a comedian on the radio. And he kept saying, his regular line, just like old Fibber McGee and Molly, they had their regular thing each time, you know, they opened the closet door, everything fell out, etc. And one of his regular lines was, that's what I keep telling them down at the office. They just shake their heads and say, we know, we know. And, you know, that's the way the American people are today. They just shake their heads, and it's just unbelievable to them, so it just doesn't comprehend, doesn't register.
Yeah, well, certain party has been telling them, let us take care of you.
Yep, and they want, that's right. We want government to take care of us from the crib to the grave. And, hey, Kathy, thanks for the call, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.